This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abam. We're continuing our Shurma on Sefer Bereishis, which are generously sponsored by Dr. Zakim and Mishpachta, Lila Nishmas of Shom Eliezer ben Rabbi Yaakov Zakim, Lila Nishmas Rivka Bas Tavi Halevi, and Rabbi Dov ben Rabbi Yaakov Tzviya Kohen. This week's Shur is dedicated anonymously as a zechus for Klal Yisrael and for the Geula and for the city of New York. Okay, we have an amazing topic. Before that, I want to make sure you're well-equipped. First of all, as you know, we're in Sefer Bereishis, so make sure you have your Bereishis Sefer in Lashon Kodesh. It's available right here or in Better Farm stores near you. Make sure you have Yearning for Redemption so that you could be yearning for redemption. If you want to get it for free, go to marbitzetorah1@gmail.com. marbitzetorah1 @gmail.com. And of course, Hanukkah is coming up. The light and the splendor. Today, we have good news. Today, it went to print, finally. Ben La'ashri, the Berchas HaTzadik of the Tzadik Ranana. So that's in the queue. And Be'ezus Hashem, if anybody wants to be mishtatif in upcoming publications, please let us know. Okay, so I had different possibilities for the subject of tonight's shiur. But when I have the opportunity to speak about something related to the Chida, it's very hard to turn it down. You know, whenever the Chida comes in, that's generally going to be a go-to topic. The Chida wrote many Sifrei Halacha. The Chida Sfarim span really the full gamut of Torah and human knowledge. Of course, he wrote on Ala Torah many different volumes. He wrote Pnei David, he wrote Nachal Kidumim, he wrote Chaimas Anoch, he wrote on Tanakh, Tzavarei Shalal, he wrote on Shas, he wrote on bibliography, Shema Gdoilim, he wrote on travel, Magal Toiv, and he wrote many Sifrei Halacha. He wrote Berkei Yosef, and he also wrote Machzik Bracha. In Machzik Bracha, he brings a Dvar Torah, he brings this, a halachic conversation that his father had with the Chida's Rebbe. One of the Rabbeim of the Chida was the Chazoin Nachum, Rabbi Eliezer Nachum, who was the Rishon Letzion. He was born in Istanbul in 1663 in Turkey. He comes up to Yerushalayim in 1695. He was the Rishon Letzion for 10 years. He passed away in 1745. And he was one of the great Rabbanim when the Chida was a young child. The Chida records, if you take a look in number three, Shaos Tshuvas Chaim Sha'al, the Chida says that when I was a young child, the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim, and at the head of them, the Roish of all the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim was Rabbi Eliezer Nachum, the Chazoin Nachum. It's a Perush on Mishnayis. The Chazoin Nachum is a Perush on Mishnayis. And the Chida brings an unusual conversation that the Chida's father, who is the Chida's father? Rabbi Yitzchak Zerachia. And lately, I've been having Chalishas Hadas because I was once at the Chida's father's kever and I wasn't fully aware. So I already marked down, I have to go back to it because I've been to the Chida's great, great grandfather's kever, the Chesed Avram in Hebron. I've been at the Chida's original place of burial in Livarno. I've been to the Chida's kever on Har Menuchos. This summer, I went to the Chida's son in Italy. What was the name of the city? The Chida's son's Reb Rafael Yeshaya Azulai is buried in Ancona, Italy. So it was a 4-hour drive from Rome. And I don't know if anyone's been there in the last many, many years, because when we got there, the kever was completely covered. Anyway, I was once at the Chida's father's kever. Chida's father is buried right next to Zecharia Hanavi on Har HaZisim. And I had been there because I wanted to go there because you know who else is buried there? Bela Katz. Bela Katz is the wife of the Sma. And after the Sma passed away, Bela Katz traveled from Ukraine, from Lemberg to Eretz Yisrael. She was a very holy woman. In fact, her Piskei Halacha are quoted, what? By, right, about Hadlokas Neres, about the Drisha and the Prisha. And she's buried at the foot of Har HaZeisim. And so is Rabbi Yitzchak Zerachia, the father of the Chida. But I don't know what happened at the time. So it's not recorded. And if it's not recorded, it never happened. So hopefully we could go back there. Actually, I have over here a sefer of a map of Har HaZeisim. I have a map. This is only Chelek Aleph. It's an amazing map. It happens to be, one time, I wanted to go to the kever of Rabbi Rafael Yosef Chazan, who was the grandfather of Rav Chaim Falaji. And I had this map. And even with the map, it took a very, 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 very long time to find it. But that did happen. And you know how we know it happened? Because it's recorded. So, but Rabbi Rafael, the Shalosh Yeshiva was Chikrei Lev. And Rabbi Yitzchak Zerachia Azulai, the father of Chida, is buried right at the foot of Zechariah Hanavi, next to Bela Katz, next to Rabbi Chaim Abulafia. Anyway, Rabbi Yitzchak Zerachia Azulai was about 40 years younger than the Chazon Nachum, Rabbi Eliezer Nachum, the Chazon Nachum. And this is how the Chida records the story. By the way, I want to tell you two amazing things that the Chida said from his father. First of all, here we go. Chida brings down in the Sefer Kisei Rachamim that his father told him, Re'ei panecha loy filolti. When Yaakov Avinu sees Yosef, he says, I never thought I would have seen your face. Because, you know, there's a halacha, you're not to gaze at the face of a Rasha. You're not to gaze at the face of a Rasha.
Recording stopped.
Okay. Oh, wow. No more space on this. Okay, so this hopefully will come out. So Yaakov Avinu thought, you know, I never expected to be able to look at your face, Yosef. After hearing you went down to Mitzrayim, who knows what could have happened to you? Maybe I wouldn't be able to look at your face. Re'ei fanecha loy filolti. But the question is, why was Yaakov able to look at the face of Yosef? You ready for this? Because Yosef maintained his Kedusha. How did Yosef maintain his Kedusha? Because when Yosef was about to do the act, who appeared to Yosef? Yaakov appeared to Yosef. So listen to how the Chida's father reads the Pasuk. Vihine hera oisi Elohim. So simply it's read, God, I never thought I would see your face, but wow, God showed me even your descendants. But the Chida's father interpreted, you know why I'm able to look at your face? Vihine hera oisi Elohim. God showed me to you. And that's what preserved your sanctity. Vihine hera oisi Elohim. Another Dvar Torah that the Chida brings in his Sefer on Shas Pesach Einayim from his father is that the Gemara says that if you're about to do an Avera, you should remember the day of death. Yazgir loy yom hamisa. Recall to him the day of death. So what do you mean recall to him? It should say Yizkar yom hamisa. What's Yizkar loy? Who's the him? So the Chida says, it's the Yetzirah. Basically tell the Yetzirah, hey, pal, bug off. One day God's going to shecht you. One day you're going to die. Don't be such a hotshot. You know, one day we're gonna kill you. So back off. Okay, that's interesting. So here we have it. We have to go here. At the foot of Har HaZeisim, kever number 6 is Rabbi Yitzchak Zerachia Azulai. Okay, so you ready? Here's the story. Fasten your seatbelts. The in Siman Reishis Tes in Aruch Chaim, the Mechaber talks about the four people who have to thank Hashem. By the way, the remez is V'chol HaChaim Yodu Chasela. Chaim, there are four people who have to say Goyma. Chaim. Who are the four people? Choyle, someone who is ill. Yardei Hayam, someone who travels by the sea. Yisurin, someone who is let out of jail. And the fourth one is Midbar, someone who travels in a desert. Okay? These four people have to give Haida. So the story goes like this. Here is a conversation that took place between the venerable elder statesman and sage, Rabbi Eliezer Nachum, the Chazon Nachum, with Ateres Roishi Abba Mari, with the father of the Chida, Rabbi Yitzchak Zerachia. And the reason why the Chida says he records it is because this way the lips of both his Rebbe and his father will be Doiv Vois Bekever. However, this story goes where his Rebbe had a dream. Rebbe Chazoy Nachum had a dream. Rebbe Eliezer Nachum had a dream. And in his dream, the Chazoy Nachum sees the father of the Chida. And in his dream, the Chazoy Nachum asks the father of the Chida a shayla. Now, the father of the Chida is 40 years younger than the Chazoy Nachum. But this is all taking place in the dream of Rebbe Eliezer Nachum, the elder sage of Yerushalayim. My question to him that I saw in the dream was, please tell me, Rabbi Yitzchak, when Yitzchak Avinu was saved from the Akedah, did he bench Goyma? So he came to Shul the next day, on Monday and Thursday. And so I was in a shul, I'm not going to say which one, where the guy by Mincha started duchening. No, in a regular Ashkenazi shul. But nobody realized. Nobody realized. You know why? Because everyone was on their phone. Nobody realized the regular, random... The guy could have been davening Ne'ilah. Everyone was on their phone. It happened today. It happened today. So everyone's on their phone. And so why do I tell you that? Because imagine the father, the Chazoy Nacha, imagine Yitzchak Avinu. So he's about to go into shul, so he puts away his phone, obviously. Otherwise, there's no point of going in. Don't even bother. Because you're not even going to know what they're doing. They could be singing, I don't know what. You know, the Star Spangled Banner. You wouldn't even know. Anyway, so Yitzchak puts his phone away. He goes into the shul, and the gabbai says, "Are you a chiyav?" Yitzchak says, "Chiyav? I don't know, maybe, you know. Yesterday was a rough day." "Really? What happened?" It's a long story. I was going on a walk with my father, and the next thing I know, it was tied up on the altar, and he lifted up the knife. So like, and the guy was like, "What happened?" You wouldn't believe it. At the last second, the malach told my father, "Don't touch me." So my father untied me. He found a ram, and he shechted the ram. So the gabbai says, I think you're a chiyuv. Let me check if I have any other chiyuvim. So one guy claimed it was his grandmother's yard site. No, he made it up. It's not his grandmother's yard site. Anyway, so the gabbai says, I think I could give you an aliyah. You know, you decide whether you should bench goymel. So this was the shayla Rebbe Eliezer Nachum asked the father of the chida in a dream. Okay. He asked him another shayla. The Gemara in Chagiga talks about Dalid Nichnas Lepardes. Four sages, they started entering the, you know, mystical realms of Kabbalah, Rabbi Akiva, and Ben Azai, and Ben Zoyma. They were Nichnas Lepardes. And only Rabbi Akiva was Yatzah B'Shalom. The question is, you know, one of them went at it, one of them lost their sanity, one of them went off. And only Rabbi Akiva emerged unscathed physically, mentally, spiritually. Did Rabbi Akiva bench Goymel when he came out of the Pardes? So Rabbi Akiva went to Shul in the morning. And, you know, the Gabbai usually has a way of telling who the Chiyuv is. You know, it's the guy who's like, he's looking at the Gabbai, and then when the Gabbai looks at him, he looks the other way. You know, usually the Gabbai, people have a way of communicating that they are a Chiyuv, they're not a Chiyuv. No, it's okay, you could give it to someone else. You know how it is. Did Rabbi Akiva bench Goymel after he came out of the Pardes? The next question Rabbi Yitzchak Zerachia asked the father of the Chida, who's 40 years younger than him. You know, in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, especially the Kohen Gadol was Nichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim, and sometimes he would emerge, and often he wouldn't emerge. In the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, there were hundreds of Kohanim Gedolim, and many of them went in, and they never made it out. So if you were a lucky Kohen Gadol and you made it out, did you bench Goymel on the way out? I mean, if you go through a dangerous area, you might have to bench Goymel. So what if you go into the Kodesh HaGadoshim? Do you have to bench Goymel? So Rabbi Eliezer Nachum is looking at the father of the Chida, Rabbi Yitzchak Zerachia, and Rabbi Yitzchak Zerachia is just standing there. And he doesn't respond. He doesn't give any answer. No answer is given in the dream. Okay? End the story. End of story. But then, when Rabbi Yitzchak Zerachia woke up, he said, you know, if I had a dream and I asked one of my Talmidim a Shaila, then I need to ask them a Shaila. So Rabbi Yitzchak, the Chazan Nachum, Rabbi Eliezer Nachum picks himself up, he goes to Chida's father, he knocks on the door, and he asks him in a state of awakeness, these Shailas. Did Yitzchak Avinu, Ben Shkoyma, after the Akedah? So here you have the answer of the Chida's father. An amazing answer. The Chida's father wrote a long, lengthy tshuva regarding this halachic topic. And you say, well, what's the relevance whether he benched Goyimel or not? Well, first of all, well, it's relevant because what if your father wakes you up one day and says, God came to me in a dream and he told me, Kachna, as Bincha, as Yechidcha. So you're going to say, no, you love Beryl much better than me. He meant Beryl, he didn't mean me. He said, Asher Ahavta, not me. He meant the other one. And dad's going to say, no, you're my only son. I love you more than... No, so what is the relevance of the Shaila? You'll see. This actually will be the source of many, many cases of whether you bench Goymel or not, including do you bench Goymel when you go on an airplane. The halachas of whether you bench Goymel when you go on an airplane will be learnt out of whether Yitzchak Avinu bench Goymel after the Akedah. I'm going to give you a little teaser because I think this might have to be two parts. And next week, it's going to be Tuesday night. Can you handle that? Tuesday night next week. I have a wedding Wednesday night. So there is a psak of the Belzer Rebbe. Belzer Rebbe says, you do not bench Goymo when you travel by airplane. Rav Moshe, of course, says, you do bench Goymo. According to Rav Moshe, even like on a short flight, you would bench Goymo.
Didn't you just say one of the four is going over an ocean? Or?
I did say that. But we're going to learn many different principles, what the guidelines of Goymel are, and you'll see how traveling by airplane may not be the classic case that you're chayv to bench Goymel. Okay, so the Rabbi Yitzchak Zerachia begins his tshuva, and again, this is quoted in the Machzik Bracha, and as the Sephardic Gedolim were wont to do, he paraphrases many psukim. He says, Noirois neflesi mimasa ge chizoyon haloz Achein hoisa Allah yad Hashem. That's a pasuk in Yeshaya, and then he paraphrases a pasuk in Yechezkel. Vayivieni el habika evka kashachar sheilasa gam chakra, and then he paraphrases a pasuk in Daniel, and then he sets forth the following amazing principle: the chachamim were never mesakein birchas hagoymel, which is a birchas hayda, only if it's a tzara that comes to a person against their will and a miracle happens. So for example, somebody, I don't know, got lost in a desert. He didn't want to be there. And he was saved, Yibench Goymel. Someone who became ill, nobody wants Chas V'Shalom to be ill. It came against their will and Hashem saved them, then Yibench Goymel. Someone was put into jail. Nobody wants to be in jail. Nobody asked to be in jail. Except for in certain states in the United States. But most normal people don't want to be in jail. So if somebody gets out of jail, you bench Goymel. So says the father Chida, Choyla hayirtza adam sheyechla. Does a person want to be ill? Person gets ill against their will. And if a person is saved, they have to bench Goymel. Because if you're going to say that if a person willingly becomes ill, and what we're going to talk about in down the line is, what if a person tried to kill themselves and they messed up? Like most people are not successful, do they then come to shul the next day and bench Goymel? You know, the guy you know, the guy says to the gabbai, he's a chiyuv. So the guy said, what happened? He said, a miracle happened, my life was saved. Really? Who tried to kill you? Long story, right? So that's the question. You know, if somebody tried to take their own life, Chas V'Shalom, do you bench Goymel? Well, the Gemara talks about Rebbe Elazar ben Rebbe Shimon, who every night he would invite Yisurim to come to him. He would say, come, Achai, Virei, my dear friends, come. And in the morning they would depart. What? And every day he would bench Goymel? So the first principle the father of the Chida sets forth is you only bench Goymel if it's a tzara that comes to you against your will, and you're safe from it. Not something that you invite upon yourself. But what if it didn't come against your will? What if Hashem commanded you to do it? What if Hashem said, do this. Do this dangerous thing. Go take the life of your son. Or, let's say Hashem didn't come to you in a prophecy and say, you know, go do this dangerous thing. What if Gentiles come and they threaten a person with their life if they don't violate the religion? And the person says, no, you know what, I'm going to stand up for my values and I'm going to risk my life. I'm going to give up my life, al kiddush Hashem. And then they're not killed. Do you bench Goymel? Absolutely not. You don't bench Goymel. If somebody's life was in danger because either Hashem told them explicitly or there's a command in the Torah, even if a miracle happens, you do not bench Goymel. Therefore, says the father of the Chidah in the third paragraph, Ha'amnam, on the third line, V'chein ani oimer, ki Yitzchak avinu, kivan cha'akol hayu b'ma'amorai, God said, kachna, es bincha, es yechidcha, asher ahavta, and Hashem decreed for him to be sacrificed, even though he was saved, you don't make a bracha, and he didn't make a bracha. So here, Yitzchak came to Shul in the morning, and the Gabbai said, I saw on Yeshiva World that Avram Avinu put you on the Mizbeach last night, and at the last second, the Malach came, you know, we want to be mechabed you with an Aliyah. So Yitzchak says, okay, I'll take an Aliyah. So, and the Gabbai said, no, you can bench Goyma? He said, no, I'm not going to bench Goyma. Why? Because God told me to do it. There's no Goyma. God told me to do this. Goyma is when there's a situation that you didn't want to be in, some kind of situation against your will, and you were spared. But if Hashem commands you to do something, and then your life is saved, you don't bench Goymel. Okay, so Hashem told Avram, this is something that was specifically divinely decreed. So, says Rabbi Yitzchak Zerachia, no, you don't bench Goymel. Furthermore, he says to the Rebbe, to his Rebbe, the Chazon Nachum, why are you asking about whether Yitzchak benched Goyma when he emerged from the Akedah? You should have asked me a better question. You should have asked me, did Avram bench Goyma when he came out of Ur Kasdim? You know, Nimrod threw him into the fire. Avram Avinu was breaking all the idols. And Terach complained to Nimrod. Nimrod took Avram, he threw him into the fire. And nothing happened to Avram. So did Avram bench Goyma? Yitzchak didn't bench because he said, no, my minog is we don't bench Goyma. When we come out of fires, our family custom is we don't bench Goyma. But the rabbi said, but what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? No, we don't have a Shulchan Aruch yet. So don't ask about Yitzchak, ask about Avram. What about Moshe Rabbeinu? When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim and it says the Malachi Asharis wanted to smite him. When an angel wants to smite you, it's very dangerous. When an angel smites you, it's not like, you know, a little patch. You're done, you're toast. So when Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem said, "Achoyz b'kisei hakavod," you need to come for shelter on the kisei hakavod. Did Moshe bench Goymel when he came down? How about Hanani, Mishael, v'Azaria? Did they bench Goymel when they were saved from the fire? What about Daniel after he came out of the lion's den? He benched Goymel? You could just imagine in Shul the next day, Hanani, Mishael, v'Azaria, and Daniel. You know, so which one gets the Aliyah? The guy who is by the lion or the guy who was in the fire? So says Rabbi Yitzchak Zerachia, this is what I told you. If Hashem commands you to do something like Akedas Yitzchak or Moshe Rabbeinu going up to Shamayim, even though he was saved because Hashem said, Echoiz b'kisei akavod or Chanan Mishav Azariah, you do not bench Goymel. That's the first psak and the first logic. You don't bench Goymel if God commands you to do something. Number two. So right, they were commanded.
They did it on their own.
This wasn't like they didn't.
Said he's not going to save.
They didn't wake up in the morning and say, what should we do today? Let's jump in a fire. You know, they did it because they're commanded. If the king says bow down to a statue, they're obligated and commanded to give up their life al kiddush Hashem. So you're right. They didn't get a specific prophetic message, but they were commanded as all Jews are commanded to observe the Torah. That's what he writes, either befratus specifically, or in general to Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. Furthermore, Rabbi Yitzchak Zrachia says, now this is not for a general audience, because they didn't tell you this in yeshiva. In yeshiva, when they told you the story of the Akedah, they said Avraham Avinu was getting things ready, he was about to shecht Yitzchak, and then the last moment, the Malach said, don't touch him. Right? And that's the way you're going to tell the little kids at the Shabbos. You could leave it at that. But actually, that's not what happened. Now, it would have been nice if somewhere along the line, between when you were 3 years old and now, somebody would have told you that what actually happened at the Akedas Yitzchak. It would have been nice. So I'm here to tell you that the Pirkei Rebbe Elazar says that Avraham Avinu picked up the knife and Yitzchak died. Yitzchak died. Now we understand why they didn't want to tell us that in yeshiva. There's enough trauma. They didn't want to give us the full story. But the Pirkei Rebbe Elazar says Yitzchak died. His neshama left him. And then when the voice cried out from between the two kruvim, Al tishlach yadcha l'anar, his soul returned. He was resurrected, revivified. Yitzchak got up on his feet. He said, I guess there's Tchias HaMesim. And he made the following bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melchelam Mechaye HaMesim. You know, the second bracha of Shemana Esrei was composed by Yitzchak Avinu. So that means Yitzchak died. Now, just as an aside, Kabbalistically, don't discuss this now, okay? We know that Yitzchak did not even get married before the Akedah, because until the Akedah, he is always associated with the son of Sarah. Hinei ben l'Sarah. He's Sarah's son. Nowhere is he Abraham's son. He's Sarah's son. After the Akedah, Eila Toldos Yitzchak. The Zohar says, our Chaim brings in about six different places, that until the Akedah, he had a soul from Sitra Denukva, from the realm of female. And therefore it wasn't yet time for him to reproduce. At the Akedah, he died, and then he got a new soul. He got a soul from a male soul, and now it's time to get married. That has nothing to do with any contemporary trend, okay? This is a Kabbalistic concept. Don't think, oh, you don't know. Don't apply what you think. This is just the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. This is in the realm of mysticism, okay? It is a very important lesson, because here Yitzchak thought this was the end of his life. It was actually the most beneficial thing that ever happened to him. The whole destiny of the Jewish people was brought about through the Akedah. It wasn't the end of Yitzchak and his progeny. It was the creation of Yitzchak. Anyway, says Rabbi Yitzchak Zrachia, you only bench Goimel if your life was in danger and you're saved, not if your life was in danger and you died. Goimel is for your life being saved, but Yitzchak's life wasn't saved. Yitzchak died, and then he was revivified. So now you want to know what bracha to make when you're resurrected? The bracha that he made. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melchelam Mechaye HaMesim. Why would he bench Goimel? He made the appropriate bracha. So no, Yitzchak didn't bench Goimel. You don't bench Goimel when you do what Hashem commands you to do, and you don't bench Goimel when you die. Which is good to know. Moving right along. What about the four Tanoim that were Nichnas Lepardes? What do you think happened? They went to the botanical gardens to see the cherry blossoms, right? The bonsai trees, the cactuses. Pardes is a mystical realm that through machshava, through contemplation, hisboididus, their soul elevated into the realm of mysticism, and because of that, they were in some kind of danger. So they didn't go anywhere. They were in their own home. They were in the Beis Medrash. No, you don't bench Goimel when your soul begins to delve into the secrets of the universe. No Goimel is necessary when your soul delves into the secrets of the universe. Now, regarding, does the Kohen Gadol bench Goimel when he comes out of the Kodesh Kadashim? So you should know the answer to that already. It's not like the Kohen Gadol woke up in the morning, you know, I really got to get out more. I'd like to, let me go to the Holy of Holies. He has to go to the Holy of Holies. This is the mitzvah of Yom Kippur. This is the avodah of Yom Kippur. He's doing it ki chein yisar hamelech, in order to gain slicha, mechila, v'chapar for Klal Yisrael. So the same reason we apply to Yitzchak, why Yitzchak didn't bench Goyma, because Hashem commanded Avram, so too the Kohen Gadol did not bench Goymel. Also, it's not dangerous to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If you're a good guy, it's not dangerous. Oh, but he's not a good guy. So you're going to bench Goymel? That even though the guy is a Rasha, he survived? Well, he wouldn't have survived. And if he's a good guy, he will survive. Nobody is surviving if they don't deserve it. So who exactly is benching Goyma? If you make it out, then it wasn't dangerous. And if you don't make it out, it's very hard to bench Goyma if you don't make it out also. You know, they've done studies that if you don't make it out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's proven very difficult to bench Goyma the next day in Shul. Not that you're going to be any less attentive than the guy on his phone. In other words, let's say you have two guys. One guy's on his phone and one guy is dead. The level of kavanah they're having in davening is basically the same. It's the same exact thing. It's not like the guy who's dead is giving any less effort than the guy who brought his phone in. But in terms of Hilchos Goymel, then the guy who's dead isn't going to have a very hard time benching Goymel. No, right. I'm not a big fan of bringing the phone in. Yes. Now, besides that, it's a machlokes in the Mechaber whether do only the four people who, let's say, who someone who's sick, someone who's in jail, someone who crossed the sea, someone who crossed the desert, or do only they bench Goymel? Only the V'chol HaChayim Yodu Chasela, only they bench Goymel? And the Rivash, on the other hand, holds any kind of danger would bench Goymel. So even according to the Rivash, that anyone benches Goymel for any dangerous situation. So we already said, but not for this kind of situation because they were commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But certainly according to the other opinion, that it's only the four people specifically delineated in the Gemara that bench Goymel, then certainly for the above-mentioned three situations, Yitzchak Avinu at the Akedah, the Arba HaNichnas LePardes, and the situation of the Kohen Gadol, they were not bench Goymel. So this was the tshuva that when the Chazoy Nachum woke up, he came to his Talmud, Rabbi Yitzchak Zerachia, and Rabbi Yitzchak Zerachia said, no, Yitzchak did not bench Goymel. God told him to do it, and furthermore, he died and he came back. Why would he bench Goymel? So once the Chazoy Nachum heard this response from Rabbi Yitzchak Zerachia, he said, now that I'm up, I vehemently disagree with every single point that you just made. He did not concede even one of these points. He said, number one, the Medrash says in the Yalkut that Avram Avinu said, Yitzchak, your blood began to spill slightly, so we have to do something. And his eyes were yearning for the Shekhinah, and he davened Esoinai al Haharim, and just then a ram appeared. By the way, talking about that ram, why that ram? Anybody know where that ram came from? It was created on the sixth day of creation, Ben Hashmashas. Why? Why that ram? I happened to see this morning a beautiful explanation that this ram is in lieu of Yitzchak. When Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, she not only ate from the Eitz Hadas, she gave the Eitz Hadas to all the animals. So all the animals were defiled and impugned by the Eitz Hadas. But there's one animal that was not affected by the Eitz Hadas because it was created after the sin of the Eitz Hadas. So not he and not any of his, and he's not a descendant of any of the animals. The ram that was created on the sixth day after the chid of the Eitz Hadas, that ram was transcended the sin of the Eitz Hadas. In any event, Rabbi Eliezer Nachum says, since Hashem bailed Yitzchak out of this dangerous situation, and he allowed Avraham to find the ram, obviously he was he gave a shavach vaydah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The next morning he came to shul and he benched goymel. Also, if you look in the Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer, there it says that the Malachi Asher said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, you're a Rachum V'Chanun, you're going to let Avraham shecht Yitzchak. So that implies that Yitzchak needed Rachum V'Chanun. If he needed a compassion, if he needed grace, then certainly he benched Goymel. And you say, well, but the Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer says he died. Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer says he died. So said the Chazon Nachum, I don't understand. When I came to you in a dream, you think I was asking based on the Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer? My Shaila was not working with the Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer. My Shaila was working with the simple psukim. And when I have dreams, I don't ask Shailas. I was asking based on the way it's taught in yeshiva. And in yeshiva, they don't teach that he died. So my Shaila was based on the simple narrative. According to the elementary understanding of the Akedah, did Yitzchak bench Goymel? And now you ask me, why did I ask a question about Yitzchak? I should have asked about Avraham. When I came to you in a dream, it wasn't me. It was the Baal HaChaloyim. Now, just because you see yourself in a dream, now this is very important. You ever see yourself in a dream? Raise your hand right now. If you see yourself in a dream. Can we go on record that you see yourself in dreams? This fine gentleman, this young man over here, when he sees himself in dreams, he thinks it's him just because it looks like him. No. It's the Baal HaChaloyim. It's not necessarily you. You know, nowadays they could take AI and they can make it like anyone is saying anything. Anyone is saying anything. They have John F. Kennedy giving a speech, how everyone should listen to TorahAnytime.com. They have Martin Luther King promoting Torah Anytime. Why? You take the voice, you take the personality, and you dub words onto. I was contacted this week. If I want somebody to make the shiurim in Hebrew, so what do you mean in Hebrew? Subtitles? No. Dub. I said, dub? Yeah. They could make it, take any speaker, and make him say the exact same thing he's saying in English in any language, and you wouldn't know the difference, even though that speaker never spoke that language. And I show you. Anyway, but it happens to be they could do it in any language. English is the hardest one to do it in. They're not up to doing it in English. They could do it in any language. They could do it in Hebrew. They could do it in French, they could do it in Spanish, but they can't take English into Hebrew. Okay, I'll explain more later. What I'm saying is, the Chazon Nachum tells the father of the Chidah that when he came to him in a dream, it wasn't him, it was the Baal HaChaloyim. Now you want to know, did Avraham bench Goymel when he came out of Ur Kasdim? I'll tell you what bracha he said. The Medrash says what bracha he said. That after he saved from Ur Kasdim, he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham. Avraham Avinu composed the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei when he was saved from Ur Kasdim. What about, you say that the Dalet Shenichnas Lepardes, they didn't bench Goymel? Because they didn't enter, they didn't go to the botanical gardens? Who cares what gardens they went to? Were their lives in danger? Yes. If so, I say they bench Goymel. Question. You wake up in the morning. Do you say Elokei Neshama? Yeah, we say. What do we say? Hamachazir Neshamais Lifgarim Mesim. You return the soul to corpses. The person died in the middle of the night? They were dead? What do you mean Hashem restored our soul to corpses? We weren't corpses. Then you don't wake up in the morning and you know you look outside and you're in Elmont or in Beth Day. You're in your bed. So what do you mean corpses? The answer is what? It's a 60th of Misa. So it's like death. So too, if you go to the proverbial pardes and you're in danger, you should bench goymel. And what about the Kohen Gadol? What did the Kohen Gadol do when he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Says the Chazoi Nachum, there is no question that he came, and he went to shul, and he said he's a chiyuv, and he benched goymel. So the Chazoi Nachum disagreed with every single point that Rabbi Yitzchak Zerachia Azulai made. Rabbi Yitzchak Zerachia said, no, if Hashem commands you to do something, you don't bench goymel. And even if you're not commanded specifically, but if you have a mitzvah to do something and you're in danger, you don't bench goymel. And certainly if you die and you come back, you don't bench goymel. The Chazoi Nachum, who is the senior Rav in Yerushalayim, he disagreed with every single point. Now, what does the Chida say? Surprisingly, the Chida offers no opinion, no commentary. He just brings down the story as it occurred. He quotes it verbatim, and he offers no halachic conclusion whether Yitzchak benched goymel when he came out of the Akedah or not. Okay, so this brings us to many very interesting halachic topics that the Poskim discuss. Many different situations of whether you bench goymel or not. And let's begin, we'll venture a little further. We're going to learn one more Ma'ariv Makom tonight from, I don't know if we ever saw this particular Sefer in depth. The name of the Sefer is Pesach HaDevir. Pesach HaDevir is a very early commentary on Shulchan Aruch written by Reb Chaim Binyamin Pantrimoli. Reb Chaim Binyamin Pantrimoli, who was a rabbi in Turkey. And even before the Chida, I believe. No. A little bit after the Chida. And he discusses this question of whether Avram Avinu benched Goymel when he was saved from the Kivshon Ha'ish, and whether Yitzchak Avinu benched Goymel when he was saved from the Akedah. And he cites the whole discussion between the father of the Chida and the Chazoi Nachum. But he says, in his opinion, the father of the Chida is absolutely correct. Okay? Based on the following Medrash. The Medrash tells us, if you look at number 5, in Shmois Rabbah, Parsha Chav Gimel Ois Dalet, it says that when Klal Yisrael crossed the Yam Suf, Oz Yashir Moshe. Then Moshe sang. That implies then, and until then, nobody ever sang. Says the Medrash, Miyoyim Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Ha'olam, from the day God created the world, Ve'ad She'amdu Yisrael Al Hayam, until the Jewish people stood at the sea, Lo'imatsinu Adam She'amar Shira LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela Yisrael. Nobody ever sang to God. Bara Adam Arishain. He created Adam. V'loya Amar Shira. Adam didn't sing Shira. Even though you could ask, what do you mean? He said, Mizmar, Shir, L'yayim HaShabbos. No, Adam didn't sing. Hitzel Avraham Mikivshan Ha'esh. Omen HaMalachim. V'loya Amar Shira. He didn't sing. V'chein Yitzchak Min HaMacheles. V'loya Amar Shira. V'chein Yaakov Min HaMalach. Umin Esav, Umin Shechem, V'loya Amar Shira. Kivan Shabo Yisrael Ayam, Klal Yisrael came to the sea, V'nikor Lahem, and the sea was torn, Miyad Amru Shira, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenemar, Oz, Yashir, Moshe, Uvnei Yisrael. Nobody ever sang until Klal Yisrael. Not Adam, not Avraham, not Yitzchak, not Yaakov, nobody, not until Klal Yisrael. Now, well, here's a little trivia. Anybody know? What is the most, maybe we could say, important commentary on Medrash Rabbah? The most important commentary on Medrash Rabbah. It's called Yifei Tayar. You ever see the Yifei Tayar? For some reason, it was not really in print for a very, very long time. They recently reprinted it. in the Eitz Yosef and the Anaf Yosef, they'll bring it in short, abbreviated. But the full Yifei Torah on the Medrash is the classic commentary on the Medrash. It was written by Rav Shmuel Yaffa Ashkenazi, who is a very early commentary. He lived from 1525 to 1595. He was also a rabbi in Turkey. And he's bothered. Why didn't Avraham sing Shira? Why didn't Yitzchak sing Shira? Why didn't Yaakov sing Shira? So the Yifei Torah says, well, Adam didn't sing Shira because he said, you know, the Gemara says that a person's better off not being created. So why am I singing Shira that Hashem created me? And Avraham didn't sing Shira because he knew that Hashem put him in the fire only for the honor of Hashem. So it wasn't for him. That's why Hashem saved him. And Yitzchak didn't sing Shira because Yitzchak said, if I sing Shira, it's going to look like, boy, am I happy I didn't sacrifice my life for God. And Yaakov didn't sing Shira because he thought he lost his chusim. Says the Pesach Hadvir, doesn't it seem like that Yitzchak did not bench Goimel? I mean, that's what the Medr says. Nobody sang Shira. So you say, what, he benched Goimel, but he didn't sing Shira? Why would you say that? The Pesach Hadvir says, in his opinion, it seems like the Yifei Tayar and Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Moshe all support the view of the father, the Chida, that when Hashem commands you to do something, you do not bench Goimel. The only thing is, it supports the father of the Chida, but it doesn't support the father of the Chida. It supports the father of the Chida that he's right, that Yitzchak didn't bench Goimel. But at the end of the day, the Medrash says, nobody ever sang until Kriyas Yamsuf. And the Medrash says Klal Yisrael was right, which implies that everyone before was incorrect. So halachically, it implies, the implication is, that if Hashem commands you to do something and it's dangerous and you're saved, perhaps you should say Shira.
But did Bnei Yisrael bench Goimel? They were commanded.
Yeah, so they sang Oz Yashir. That's Ein Lecha.
What about?
Is that Goimel? Is that's a Shira.
What about Yosef when he came out of
the pit?
Prison, out of the pit, out of prison.
Did Yosef bench Goimel when he came out of jail? Okay, that's another one. And then the Pesach Hadvir goes on to deal with a very interesting question. Because this nobody has dealt with, nobody even asked until now. Because there's an obvious personality who you would think for sure fits the bill of somebody who should bench Goimel. I would say that this individual definitely is Miyardei Hayam. I think so. I think Noach would be a good example of someone who's Yardei Hayam. I think he was on a boat. And I think he crossed, you know, he was in danger. The Pesach Hadvir says on the second side, it's mashma that regarding the salvation of Noach, even though, I mean, on the one hand, Noach, if you're going to say that if Hashem commands you to be in a dangerous situation, you don't bench Goimel, well, Hashem told him, you know, build a teva and get inside. Even though it was against his will, he didn't want to go into the teva. He actually went in forcibly. Af Noach miketani amonahaya. But still, according to the principle of the father of the Chida, that if Hashem commands you to go somewhere and you're saved, you don't bench Goimel, even though the Medrash Rabbah says, who says the following pasuk? Haitzia mimasker nafshi, that for 12 months, Noach was davening, Ribon Shem, get me out of here! But it's not like he wanted to be there, Hashem commanded him to be there. But on the other hand, definitely he's Miyardei Hayam. And the Medrash even says that when Hashem locked the door of the Teva, Noach is considered like he's in jail. And he says, let me out, Lohoidai says Shemecha. Bi Achtiru Tzadikim Ki Sigmail. What's Ki Sigmail? So I could bench Goymel. So that means Noach says, get me out of here, so I could bench Goymel. That supports the Chazoy Nochem, that even when Hashem commands you to do something, and you do it, and you're saved, you do have to bench Goymel. So there's somewhat of a contradiction. On the one hand, the Medrash implies that no, Avraham did not bench Goymel, he didn't sing Shira, and Yitzchak didn't sing Shira, and Yaakov didn't sing Shira. And on the other hand, the implication is, Noach did sing Shira. After all, Noach brought karbanos. What kind of karban do you think it was? It was a karban toida. So this really becomes a foundation of many, many shailos in benching Goymel. If somebody was saved from the Holocaust, do they bench Goymel? If somebody was saved from a dangerous situation, do they bench Goymel? If somebody decides to go to Eretz Yisrael, do you bench Goymel? So you say, yeah, they crossed the Yam. No, crossing the Yam is somebody who is in a very desperate situation, and they're running away and they have no choice but to go through a Yam. But if you decide, let me do something reckless and go across a Yam, and you're saved, you don't bench Goymel. You're out of your mind. Yeah? So, you don't bench Goymel. You know, if somebody decides to swim with sharks and they're saved, you don't bench Goymel. Nobody asked you to do it. So now you're going to bench Goymel because you decided you want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Nobody said you want to go. They're great. But why are you benching Goymel? Do you bench Goymel? Or if somebody did not take care, they went outside without a coat on, and you know they caught a cold, and then they were in a dangerous situation, and then they were saved. They brought it on themselves. So basically, most of the subject matter of benching Goymel is going to be predicated on this dream that the Rebbe in Yerushalayim, Reb Eliezer Nachum, came to the father of the Chidah and asked him, did Yitzchak Avinu bench Goymel when he came down from the Akedah? And Reb Yitzchak Zerachia said, absolutely not. And the Chazoy Nachum says, of course he did. And much of the subject of benching Goymel is learnt out from this theoretical Shaila. And Bez Hashem, maybe next week we'll see how it plays out. Halacha L'maisa. Shkoyach.
Tuesday night.
And also, one second, late breaking news. I think the Israeli family is dedicating this year's Shiurim. Le'ilei Nishmas, Malka Bas Dina. B'gan Eden Tehem Nuchasa. Shkoyach.
Why did Yitzhak have to bench Goymel? He was killed.
If somebody is killed and they come back,
he was killed.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.